This is, oh, wait a second. Be your last time. Go ahead.
This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 919 URS, and I'm Bea Bonner here with my friends.
Sean Crawford.
And I guess Randy Eccles. No, I greatly value friendship and collegiality of Bea Bonner. Been with us for several years, but she's not going to be with us now.
I'm going away, guys. They got rid of me. No, I'm kidding. They didn't get rid of me.
We did not. And it has nothing to do with all the budget stuff going on. It was just the right time for you to grow.
Yep. I saw a job and didn't think I was going to get it and ended up getting it. And now Sean can get rid of me forever. Randy can get rid of me forever. And I'm moving on.
Well, it will be quieter.
As soon as we have the opportunity, we'll be asking you to volunteer and do things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I would love to. But y'all, let me get settled first. You know, I got to go to my new job and make them love me first.
Why would you leave Community Voices, or what would you leave Community Voices for, really?
I've been doing Community Voices. It'll be 5 years. Coming up in October. This was like our baby. I feel like this is all of our baby, and it has grown and evolved. I'm going to the teacher's retirement system to do internal communications.
So what do retired teachers need to know?
Well, I have to take care of the people that take care of the retired teachers, you know, so I'll be doing newsletters. I'll be coming up with some creative things like videos and audios to highlight people in our department, doing emails, coordinating all staff meetings. Some of what I got to learn here at the station, I feel like I'll be doing over there.
For those who don't know, Bea has been the main person behind getting the newsletter out each day here at NPR Illinois.
Yes.
And she started as a undergrad.
Yeah, I was a Leadership Live student worker. I started in, I want to say, November of 2017.
And then what happened?
I graduated, and then I think I stayed over the summer as a graduate student worker. And then I applied for a full-time job in fundraising. Realized I don't like asking people for money. I was the membership and engagement coordinator, and then took on additional responsibilities. And then we started Community Voices in 2020.
Yeah, I remember as the pandemic was going on, we realized it would be really important just to talk to people, mm-hmm. and not always have to have it be Sean's marker that it has to be a news story, but just to say, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? And that was the impetus to start Community Voices. And thank goodness, although she looked at me like she usually does, like I'm crazy as hell, she didn't completely reject the concept and joined in partnership to get it launched.
In talking to Sean, I realized that like doing a show is not the easiest thing. As soon as I came and told Sean, he's like, it's like a hamster wheel. Like, you know what it's like.
You really have to continue to produce mm-hmm. something. You have to be finishing one thing and looking ahead to what you're doing next, and it just never ends in that respect. You also have to be somebody who finds a lot of things interesting because
yeah.
you have a lot of variety on the show. It's not always something that's a news item that has a mm-hmm. you know, broad interest to a lot of different people. You have to find ways to make that interesting to the public, and mm-hmm. luckily you've been able to do that.
I hope so. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, they're going to kick me off after this interview. I've made too many jokes this time, but you know, I think it's interesting to people.
One of the things you brought to it right away, as like Vanessa did also, is a different network of people that you know and can bring in, and that really helped the show out too, is that Bea has a whole cadre of friends and mm-hmm. places that she's gotten to know through the show. Sometimes we try not to pull Sean into the show too often, but I think around Pledge Drive he'd get sucked in.
It's not meant to necessarily be a news show.
Yeah,
like Randy said, it's sometimes it's just having a conversation with people. Not everything has to lead the newscast of NPR. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of different things here at the station, and Community Voices is a big part of that.
Bea, what's going to happen with the show with you gone following Vanessa also finding a state job?
Y'all, it was not supposed to happen like that. Things happen. Randy will continue hosting the show, and we have some student help right now. Shout out to Ainsley Wilson, who is doing a lot of editing remotely for us. She's away at college. She's really good at the editing. And then we have some friends of the station like Craig McFarland, who have also been contributing. And Sean's been on recently mm-hmm. too. You got to interview the Lincoln Land Community College president.
Mm-hmm. There'll be opportunities to add to the show in things that we're doing and would do otherwise as well, but maybe we'll find ways to fill mm-hmm. the show that way. It'll be a bit of a adjustment period. I think mm-hmm. Randy would agree, but hopefully there'll be brighter days ahead here for NPR Illinois and for the show as well. At some point, a full-time host that will come on and do that.
We've already put applications through to the university that has to approve the postings for two positions, mm-hmm. Vanessa's and Bees. We've been working on that for a little while to get that moving. As Bee explained, in the meantime, we've got some things that'll help us fill in for it. One of those things is we may be looking for some community contributors, folks who feel comfortable with doing interviews and identifying people we should know, neighbors we should know, and also have perhaps the ability to edit would be really helpful if you know how to use Audition or some other type of editing software to give what's basically a turnkey interview to us to get on the air. Until we have some more capacity, that would be great. And in the meantime, we continue the show. We continue to talk to people. You'll continue to hear forums or things you might have missed. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to talk with new people. But the other thing, Bee, that you've done over your years here, probably started when you were an undergrad, is This I Believe.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a big project, and it's going on right now.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, the deadline is?
It is Wednesday.
That process has been interesting because it's not just kids submit some things and you pick a couple and put them on the air. It's more involved.
It is a full-time job within itself. The first time I got to work with the program was when I was in undergrad, and we had Carter Staley here who assisted me and helped me learn everything I needed to learn about This I Believe. I was immediately thrown in like, come on, organize the essays, record the essays, take pictures of the students, go to the Rotary Club meeting for their live readings, make sure everything gets on a website. It is a lot of work. Now we do a big event to cap everything. So not only are you organizing a program, you're organizing an event at the same time.
We're looking forward to this year. They'll air when?
They air the last 2 weeks of October, and then the Meet the Authors event will be November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at the ALPLM Library in the atrium. The Union Theater is having some repairs, so they are kind enough to let us go in the library portion. So we'll have some food, some festivities, and it's the 20th class of folks that tell us what they believe. We're reaching out to some folks to see if they'll come speak or submit a video of what they believe now.
At one point during our time together, we went to Dallas for a public media fundraising conference.
Sean, I'm at Clifford.
With the big red dog.
What's the other one, that Katarina cat or something? I don't know.
But we got to talk a lot there outside the office. And one of the things that it was clear is that you had had background in content creation, programming is what we'd call it. Not as much development. And you were doing a great job in development, but it was like, if there's ever an opportunity to do content creation, you'd be into that. Because you had done some stuff in high school, right?
In Chicago, we have a program called After School Matters, and Mayor Daley's wife started it. And it's basically to get teens off the streets and paid to learn different crafts. I went into the summer program, Teen Talk Radio Theater. I almost didn't get in because I was too nervous. They taught us about radio. We had to do a live show, learned about speaking and presenting ourselves well. After that, they do a weekly show, and I was brought on to the weekly show, I think as a multimedia editor. And the year after that, I became a full-time host. So I would leave my school, Lynn Bloom, on 61st and Walcott every Monday early, and I would take the bus all the way to University of Chicago because that's where the station was, and I would co-host that show every Monday. And we talked about different things when it came to teens: voting, driving, music, smoking. I mean, we talked about a number of different topics. And Sean, why are you over here laughing? It was a good time. And then that's kind of how I got my start in radio. And then I figured out I wanted to major in communications. And I thought I wanted to go into TV. And that did not work out because I'm shy around cameras. But I'm good to be around mics.
Well, that's for sure. And then we enjoyed lots of different milestones together, including Sean, I think, ate all the food at your wedding.
That's not true. Yes, you got married. It's been just over a year now.
Yeah. I met Amon in 2017. We actually started dating right before I started interning here as a Leadership Live student worker. It was fun to see the adjustment of having a relationship and working, because I was working pretty much full-time hours here back then. And then, you all came to my wedding, and you all threw me a very nice wedding shower at Vanessa's mother's house. That was really fun.
I've worked with a lot of students through the years, and it's always interesting to watch these students grow up. Sometimes they grow up away from here. They will work here as a student, they go find other jobs, and they're gone. But B has been here now, what'd you say, 8 years?
Yeah, it'll be 8 years, yeah.
So, I mean, we've been able to sort of watch her grow up a bit, you know, here, and it's like watching one of the family leave.
Aww.
It's one of the favorite parts of my job is getting to see that. B has been amazing. She's tackled just about anything we threw at her and dealt with it, whether or not it was a good thing to throw matter or not. People be curious, what stands out to you from your time here?
Oh man, I mean, there's been so many things. Some of the interviews I have got to do, especially this year, you turn on a radio and I'm talking about pelvic wellness or I'm talking about LARPing, you know, live role playing in the parks. People do some really interesting things here. I even got to interview the FBI this year. That was fun. You know, when they emailed me, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, who is this? This can't be the real FBI.
You thought they wanted to interview you.
I didn't know what was happening. And then my dad was like, you better watch out. They coming to get you. But that ended up being fun. One thing I really enjoyed was having this family here at NPR Illinois, because I'm new to Springfield. I still call myself new to Springfield. I came down here for school in 2014 and hadn't really ventured away from the university. I've met some really incredible people here. My parents were worried one year about me coming home for Christmas because it was so snowy. My mom was like, she has places to go. She has friends and family there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Audrey's house. Then I'm gonna go to Vanessa's house. And then Sean, I'm coming over there. And then Randy, we're gonna come have a bonfire at your house. Just being around everybody, the cool opportunities I've had, like Randy said, going to Dallas. We traveled a lot. You remember when we did the forum, Sean, and we had to travel like almost
all over the state.
Yeah, we went all over the state in 2018. Being able to stay at hotels, especially in Chicago, that was a nice hotel. Y'all put us up real nice. Being able to have that experience, you don't get that everywhere. I've been able to go to a lot of places, meet a lot of people, make a lot of important connections. I'm just grateful.
V's also been a great contact for us because, as she talked about being a student here at the school, she's stayed in touch and been very involved with different aspects of the university.
When I was in undergrad, I was on the charter line for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, the Alpha Phi chapter. Stayed on as their staff advisor on campus. That kind of gives me some crossover. Also used to be involved with UIS Theater, so I keep in contact with a lot of those folks. Seeing the students around campus and everything, I feel like I know everybody sometimes. Not so much anymore. When I first graduated, yes, but now I'm like, I don't know who these kids are. They don't know me. I've also gone to help teach different classes on campus, especially the Uni 101, the freshman class.
We've helped with orientation
that.
Type.
I've done a lot, and now it's Sean's turn to kind of take that over and go teach the classes.
Well, I will say this about B, and I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of hard workers at the station through the years. She's right near the top of that, I'd say. And also, she's one of these people that if she says she's going to get something done, she gets it done. Now, that may mean she's working over the weekend or she's working late at night, but she gets it done. When you have a small staff and an operation that relies so much on everybody pulling their own weight, that's really appreciated. So
I try
thank
to
you
get
for
it
all
done.
The work you've done.
Oh, you're so welcome. I try to get it done, y'all, but sometimes I get mad. I'm like, take this. I'm going to get this, I believe, done now.
That's when I see her on Monday and she says, I hate this place.
Yeah.
I think everybody, y'all, I have this catchphrase. I say, I hate it here all the time. And I say it everywhere. I say it at home. I say it outside. I say it here. I feel like we need to get that on a shirt.
It's been a weird year for sure.
Yeah.
As you walk away for now in this capacity, right? What advice would you give Sean, me, the audience?
I would say to you all, hang in there because NPR matters, NPR Illinois matters. I don't think you all realize how much people appreciate the work that we do. Sometimes I'm out at restaurants and people will stop me and say, you work for NPR Illinois? And I'm like, yes. And they tell me how much they grew up with the station or how their parents used to listen to it or how they didn't know something, but they went to an event because they heard it on the station. I feel that whatever happens, we have to find a way to continue the legacy NPR Illinois. We just celebrated 50 years. I think it needs to be around for 50 plus 50 plus 50 and beyond because the work that we do matters. Sean, people always talk about you and State Week and how you and Charlie bring so much knowledge to that area. I don't know anything about politics and government, but the way you all can explain it, people really appreciate it. Randy, I think people appreciate the liveliness you bring to the X. Just seeing you out at events, because you're always going to events and being out with people and just bringing people together. And I think people really appreciate that. To you all, I would say, keep the work going. I know it's hard. I know we have a small staff. Don't get discouraged because people really enjoy it. To the audience, I would say, keep supporting and listening to the station, whether it's monetary contributions, whether it's calling in, suggesting a guest, whether it's bringing a story to light. We all need to stay connected right now.
This almost sounds like this is your life. It used to be a show where they'd come surprise you with aspects of your life, and we talked about your marriage and working as a student. You recently had a new member of the family.
Yes, I got a doggy.
What's its name?
Her name is Sky, and she's 1 year old, and she is a dachshund cattle dog mix. She is absolutely wonderful. She will come cuddle with you, but she is scared of other dogs right now. We are trying to break her of that. She has just brought so much joy to my life. She's my little baby.
Vanessa and V very much like their dogs, and I think you used to sit for Vanessa's dog.
Yes, so. And now she's going to return the favor.
Well, the good thing is we didn't bring hot sauce like we did for Vanessa's goodbye. Apparently that didn't work out real well.
We all got punished for that.
Sean, any last thought?
Thanks for all your effort and your time and being a friend to everybody here, and you're going to be missed.
Oh, thanks, Sean. He can't wait to get rid of me. He's lying.
It will be quieter.
Besides the fact that it's going to stink not to have you around, you've been an incredible colleague. I have really enjoyed working with you. Much like Sean, you develop friends at work. It's been incredible. So I'm excited for you and wishing you the absolute best going forward.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm not dying, guys. So you can still find me out and about in the community. I plan to be out at a few more things. I really like reading. So you may find me at the book clubs that the Lincoln Library does, where you can bring your own book and you don't have to read the same book. So I'll be at that. NPR events coming up, I hope to be at, especially if you all do Thank You Fest next year. I can't wait to just come and be like a donor.
Not worried about how things are set up.
I know. I'm like, oh, I don't have to plan the event anymore. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just really excited. You all, this won't be the last you're hearing me. Me and Vanessa have some things up our sleeve, and so I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but just know you won't get rid of us.
I would wrap it up, but I will say this, that we have enjoyed having Bea Bonner as part of the NPR Illinois staff for years. Please do your last closeout.
Is there anything else you all want to add before we leave today?
There's a ton of stuff, but we can't say it on the air.
Well, thank you both for joining me today on Community Voices on NPR Illinois 919 UIS.